This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 22. It's the final episode in our little mini-series, The Exceptional Writers Club, and it follows hard the heels of episodes on strategy, technique, and knowledge. If you haven't listened to those shows, go back when you're finished with this one. In the meantime, today we are going to answer this all-important question. Do you have the right voice? Now, this episode on voice is probably the episode I've been really excited about doing. I mean, all the other ones have been fun, but it's here where the exceptional writer peels away from the pack. But listen, one of the hardest things for a writer to overcome, to uncover, is her voice, her style, that flair. I mean, it's hard to teach somebody their voice. The reason why, and this is not scientific, but just based upon my decade and a half experience in the field and years of mentoring young writers, what I found is that finding your voice and your flair is based upon a lack of confidence. That lack of confidence, fortunately, can be overcome. And usually it's overcome through experience. And the best way to cure a lack of experience is to practice. There is no shortcut. You just have to get out there and churn out page after page, day in and day out, and pay attention. Right? Pay attention. You will slowly uncover who you are. You'll begin to recognize your voice and flair, but there are other clues you can look for too. Here are five. First, find the source of your compliments. Think back to the last time you shared something you wrote with someone. What did they compliment you on? Did they say you were funny, that you have a way of telling a story? Just the other day, our neighbor lady told my wife that she hears her voice as she reads her texts. My wife has clearly reached her voice. She is comfortable in her own skin. Are you comfortable in your own skin? When you start to see a pattern in the compliments you receive and in what you write, then you can start to identify your voice and you can start to build upon those compliments. Number two, find the feeling that is you. For many people, writing is a process of becoming a different person. Joan Didion said about writing, "It's the only way I can be aggressive." And if you know Didion, she is a petite woman who wears dark sunglasses, but anyone who's read her work understands her carnal severity. The confident voice she uses in her world, her fearlessness in the face of adversity, the courage to catch hell. And so what kind of person does writing allow you to become? Find it, and then dwell in it. Third, find your personal seal. In his 1995 book, The Price of Greatness, Arnold Ludwig writes that among the work of exceptional writers, of exceptional leaders, creators, artists, they all bear a distinctive seal. Winston Churchill, Leo Tolstoy, Albert Einstein, Samuel Beckett, Vincent van Gogh, and Martin Luther, they all have this distinctive personal seal. Think about some online stars. Hugh MacLeod is the darling of meaningful work. Leo Babatois is the spokesperson for minimalism. James Altucher is the mad scientist of personal development. And Brian Clark? I can't help but think of Purple Rain whenever I think of Brian Clark. And so here's the lesson. Identify with what you do and love. View it as a personal extension of yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be comfortable in your skin. Invest a personal stake in your writing and make it big. Fourth, be an iconoclast. Exceptional writers are usually at odds with someone. The state or the culture, a person or a process. Their style is confrontational, it's wild and it's sarcastic. Before his death, Christopher Hitchens was one of the most feared writers. He took shots at sacred cows of society, Mother Teresa, God. And George Orwell noted that his own work was lifeless when it wasn't political. Are you bucking the trend? Are you intentionally parroting the status quo? What you need to do is look for ways to stand out, to confront, and make it natural. Finally, and this is going to sound weird, so bear with me. The fifth one to help you develop your flair and your voice is to milk your dysfunctions. Regret, bitterness, pain, these are the usual responses to awful experiences. But have you ever thought of being grateful for these experiences? That because of what you have suffered, you are now perfectly suited to help other people cope and fight through those same situations? Flannery O'Connor said that if you survive the first two decades of your life, then you'll have a lifetime of writing material. However, you can go too far in this regard. Exhibit A, Kat Marnell. Kat was a fascinating fashion journalist who allowed her drug abuse to pull her down. It's a sad story. She had millions of hits per article she wrote for publications like XO Jane. Sure, she milked her dysfunctions, but she could not beat her demons. So be careful. Milk your dysfunctions, but don't let them master you. And let me close with this. Have you found your voice? If so, how did you find it? Please share in the comments on this blog or on Twitter. You can find me at Damian Farnworth. That's DemianFarnworth on Twitter. I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.